you can picture us sitting here doing like a couple of dorks.
All right, here we go. Here we go. That is The Way by Parachute Band.
Yeah.
And a New Zealand band. Ooh,
to honor the New Zealander.
Ha-ha,
thank you.
I kicked everybody out of Texas except Dan.
We're keeping him. He doesn't get to go home.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Ellen, if you're going to be part of the podcast, you can't be munching your cereal. Okay? Because they don't want to hear you munching your cereal. It looks very good. It's pretty fruity pebbles.
Blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
All right. All right. So here we are. Cereal crunching.
Dan had Fruity Pebbles just a minute ago for the first time. What did you think of them?
Sweet.
Yeah, it's what we call sugar cereal, which is very little cereal, a lot of sugar.
A lot of sugar.
Needs milk to kill the sugar. Yeah, I can't eat them.
I can't feel that side of my mouth anymore.
Is it tingling a little bit?
It is.
It's numb.
Oh, man.
All right, so what do we got? Y'all wanted to hear my impressions of the weekend. Well, Dan said he wanted to hear my impressions of the weekend.
Yeah.
Do you really? Do you really know what you're asking?
Kind of. Now I'm beginning to worry.
Well, I'm sure by the time you hear this, you'll be able to start to see the videos and pictures out on the web of all the fun we had. And we did have a lot of fun.
Yes, we did.
I agree.
Did you have a lot of fun?
I did have a lot of fun.
This show's not about you. Shut up. These are my impressions of the weekend.
See how he is?
This is what you have to put up with.
I do, all the time.
It hardly seems fair.
Did you have fun?
I did.
This isn't about you either.
Yeah, it is. I'm the second of the two blind squirrels, so you shut up.
See, that's the way you're supposed to handle me, okay?
I'm too nice.
You'll learn. I'm tired from this weekend.
Oh, I'm exhausted. I could sleep on this microphone right now. I just... Oh, yeah, there we go.
Don't, you're getting drool on it. I can see it coming out of his mouth. Stop. I'm going to have to clean that one day. That's the kind of job you get your intern to do.
Cleaning the microphone.
Dan is not just an intern. He is a natural-born intern.
Yes, he is.
He has a talent for it.
Yes, he does.
He stood, and you'll probably see this on some of the videos, but he stood the entire worship service yesterday that we had at SquirrelCon. He stood at the front holding the papers on the little
so they wouldn't blow
stand.
Away in the wind.
Oh, no, they would stay there, but they wouldn't stay flat. So
yeah, because they weren't big enough for both sides to hold them down. Yeah.
So he had to stand there and hold them the whole time.
Stretch my fingers.
Yes. So but he still worshiped. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He was still singing.
I knew most of the songs that they did, so I could still go for it.
Yep.
Which was good.
And I liked Larry was filming it, and Larry was filming with one hand, and his other hand was raised up.
Yeah.
So he was worshiping, too. So it's going to be great. It may take, I don't know how long it's going to take to get all those videos processed and out on the web.
Gracie's
got to
go back to work, so yeah. We'll see.
So, well, she says she's going to burn it to a disk and send it in for us to process. So
oh, okay.
We'll see how it goes. But my impressions were just humbling. Yes. Really. It was just amazing. I mean, it was fun. I know that that people came to see each other, and that, I think, at least for the leadership of the group, was priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the Lord brought us together for that purpose, and, you know, that purpose is His purpose. So, mm-hmm. so that, you know, that was great. But the, but what everybody, all the nice things people had to say about me, and, you know, and all the hubbub and all the blah, 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 blah. It was just, that was all very humbling to me.
Yes,
because I'm just some dork on the microphone.
But you're a real dork. Like, now we know that.
Yeah,
now we know he's a real dork. Yeah,
real dork. So if you weren't there, watch all the stuff if you want to, and you can kind of feel like you are there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All you now. Oh wait, while you're watching the videos and listening to the recordings that we did there, you need to get your hair dryer out and turn your hair dryer on your face.
Yes.
While you're listening.
Yeah.
And you would have been there.
Yeah.
It was so windy.
It was very windy. A warm wind.
But actually, it made it much more bearable, because if there was not wind, it would have been...
Yeah, it wouldn't have been.
It really would have been hot.
We were in the shade. That place is perfect.
Yes,
right there. We were in
the
shade
spot
all day.
And the kids had a great time, and we ate well. And
ate, I think, a little too well. I think, yes. Tim got a little sick.
Yeah, Tim...
from eating too well.
He had
well.
To go home last night and...
back to the hotel, and yeah. Focus on not throwing up barbecue. But John didn't kill anybody.
No, it was very good.
Nobody
kudos
else
to John.
Not even
Dan. Not even
although
Dan.
There's still time.
Still time. You still have to eat a lot more of his cooking.
Yes.
No, he did an excellent job.
He did. Very well.
He had everything set up for the worship. He had the microphones, the speakers, the computer.
That's
he had
great.
An internet connection. He even ran. There was supposed to be a plug there. And I mean, there was a plug there.
It
there was supposed
work.
To be electricity there. There was no electricity. So he actually ran a cord over to the Verizon outlet. Well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. And
is
plugged
that
into
it. Where
it
was coming from?
Yes.
I saw the cord, then I saw it disappear into that boxy thing, but
uh-huh.
I didn't see where it went.
Yes. Uh-huh. That was the Verizon terminal. So the Verizon sponsored us, I guess.
Thank you.
Thank you, Verizon.
Yeah.
So,
anyway.
That's it. I won't say John's last name so he didn't get fired.
I thought his first name was Big.
Big, it is.
Big John.
John's his last name. So.
there you go, Dan.
Him.
Thank you.
So that was that. My impressions of everybody individually. I guess I was surprised by everybody for different things. I was surprised at the amount of weight Tim had lost.
Yes.
I was also surprised a little bit by his... larger than life persona.
Oh yeah, I knew that from when we had lunch with him.
I had met
him
before, and he was overly encouraging and over loving, but he just to me, he just feels like 10 times bigger than he is.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just huge.
He was a lot of fun.
You always knew where he was. You could always hear his voice. You were, you know, you mm-hmm. could always. He was just always present. So that's Tim. Gracie surprised me just with her. You know, with her acceptance of everybody, you know, with her...
and her jerseyness.
Her jerseyness.
Yeah.
And her banter with Tim, you know, standing up for herself.
They had fun, yep. Yeah, yeah. She stood up for herself well.
And her graciousness. And, you know, and I guess Larry surprised me because I have pictured him a lot taller. I pictured
he
him bigger.
He is tall. What are you talking about?
He's not that short.
He's not as short as you and me.
Well, I just pictured him bigger. He was very thin, and I just... I don't know. I'd seen pictures of him, but still.
He's the elder of the group.
Yes. He reminded me of my grandfather a little bit. Not in an old way, but just in his personality.
Yeah.
Cool.
His wisdom.
Uh-huh.
It was neat to see him and Jeremy.
He was so easygoing. That was another thing that surprised me about
yes.
Larry. I expected him to be a little more opinionated.
He was so easy to have. He just came in. He just helped himself in my cupboard for a glass. And I mean, I like that.
Yeah.
Those are my kind of guests, man. Make yourself at home. And
don't make me look after you every second. but yeah, so that sounds. Those are my surprises about Larry. Let's see who else. Dan. My surprise is about Dan.
Yeah, no, you said half of this last night. You said, I was very surprised at Dan, and then you left it there, so I want to know.
I don't know how to put it into words. without being insulting.
Should I leave and get a drink, and then,
and then
you can record it, and I'll listen to it later.
Well, I know I had seen pictures of you, but I still was surprised at how small you were. Go ahead, either way. But my main surprise with you is just, even though you are very helpful on doing you're invaluable doing the audio setup, you know, to play the audios. I was still just amazed at how helpful you are all the time with everything.
Yes.
That's part of who he is.
That's his gift. He has a gift.
It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a spiritual gift.
Seriously. I'm looking at you and telling you it's a spiritual gift.
Well, thank you.
And that will manifest itself into, I mean, I can see right there, that is a seed for servant leadership.
Yes.
And that will manifest itself. And it really, you know, I asked one of these questions. I said, who in this, and I put four people who were not here. And I put, you know, who is most likely to end up as a pastor of a mega church, mm-hmm. right? And actually, everybody said Luke. It was very strange.
We were both shocked and scared.
Okay.
But I could really see, you know, Dan becoming mm-hmm. a very good pastor mm-hmm. or a very good youth minister or whatever the Lord's got planned for you to be. Mm. I can see those seeds now. He's planning in you to be servant leadership and it's just amazing. So that's really cool. And that's some surprises about Ruthanne. I was happy to see her. I was surprised at how I expected her to be a more, I guess, loud would be the word.
I
don't want to mean that a bad way. I just meant I expected her to be more of a, but she was very laid back. Mm-hmm. She was very calm.
I was tired more than anything else.
I think she was overwhelmed a little bit. And it was not in a negative way.
No, I don't mean it negatively at all.
On the board, she banters so much. And
she's very silly and she's very fun. And she was still, she was a lot of fun. But I mean, she was very quiet and reserved and she was very gracious and she was very, sort of just a little more in the background than I guess I expected her to be, which is not a bad thing.
No.
That was my surprise. And then Sam, I guess my biggest surprise about Sam was how much I loved to see him there. When he drove up, I was just like, my brother's here. You know, I'm not in this by myself, you know. He's just a rock. I almost teared up when he drove up. I mean, that was my surprise about Sam, was internally how surprised I was to see him.
You guys are so sweet sitting next to each other.
Wow.
It's just sweet.
Some people say it's sweet that we hold hands. Other people think it's a little weird.
They do. They were sitting there. They're sitting sitting at the picnic table together, and it's just kind of quiet. You know how men are quiet when they talk. I mean, and they're comparing their pocket knives. And so they both got him out there, and he's like, oh, it pulls. And Brad says, oh, you know, you just pull it. He's like, oh, that's really cool. You just pull it out like that. And then, you know, and then they go into some deep theological discussion with Jeremy across the table.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know, it was sweet.
And Sam's kids were cool.
Yes, yes.
They were fun to hang out with.
Yes.
I enjoyed hanging out with them.
Yes. They took care of themselves. I mean, they looked after each other. They looked after everybody else's kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were easy to be around. They were polite. They were, you know, they were great.
One of them, when we broke the pinata, and the only candy I recognized in the pinata, other than lollipops, which I don't really like, were Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, yeah.
I've had those mm-hmm. before. And he said, if someone can find me a Tootsie Roll, I'd be very happy. And one of them, I forget the name, but I think it was the 11-year-old came and gave me a Tootsie Roll. Very happy.
You got a Tootsie Roll. They knocked the Tootsie Rolls out of it.
Yeah.
I think Mary had a little crush on me or something.
Yeah.
Did you see that going
on
there?
Yeah, she kind of was sweet on you.
You're my friend, I think.
She go, Brad.
No, I don't know what it was, but she did
she
like
was
me.
Sweet.
She was very sweet.
She was sweet on Brad.
I don't mean to poke her in the eye for that, but she was
no,
very sweet.
No, I'm not poking her in the eye. I just think it's sweet.
So let's see. Then Jeremy. I mean, I know those people, so they weren't as surprising.
Right, I'm surprised that Jeremy's name wasn't Nick. I thought it was Nikolai. I thought that was a cool name. I know somebody called Nikolai.
He named himself after Nikola Tesla.
Oh.
So that's where he got that from.
Okay.
One of his heroes.
There you go.
I should tell you a little bit about him. I guess that's everybody that's on the board. That's everybody from the community.
Is it? Yeah.
John Wilkerson sent a video, which surprised me.
Which is funny.
Which he laced with JesusGeek.info.
JesusGeek.info, JesusGeek.info.
It was like through every, yes.
Which did not surprise me.
No, not at all. And we talked to Michigan Charlie.
Did talk to Michigan Charlie. It was his birthday.
Sing him happy birthday, and he was in good spirits and feeling well.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I think his birthday is the 10th, but
we
told him happy birthday early. What else? Is that everybody that was there? I don't want to leave anybody off.
Jill and Charlie, but I mean, we see them.
They didn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
There was no surprise.
No.
There was no surprise there.
Not really.
All right.
I will say that Chaz surprised me.
Okay.
I had met him before, and he's a lot taller than I thought he was, and he's a lot more built. Like when we saw him, we thought, and this is Gracie and I collectively. I'm not going down on my own on this. Gracie,
he's dragging Gracie under the bus.
Gracie, you're getting thrown under.
I don't think Gracie wants me to come to New Jersey anymore. We thought he was going to be one of those tall, skinny people.
Scrawny guys, yeah.
But he's not scrawny at all.
No, he's muscular. Yeah.
He's muscular.
He's an ex-Marine.
I didn't know that about him.
But because he comes across as such a geek,
we thought. He's the guy who spends 3 hours on his Mac.
Well, he does.
Like, it's glued to his fingertips.
You mean eight?
Eight. No, in the car, I mean. Okay. We always see him in the...
But he works out, too.
He does. He runs and...
Hmm.
And, yeah. That goes to the gym.
That's what surprised me about Chaz.
The other thing that surprised me about Dan was his socks.
Yes, he has goofy socks.
My socks.
And he wears Vans.
He wears, yeah. He
and has, nothing but Vans.
Only Vans.
He wears girls' socks and Vans.
What's wrong with wearing Vans? Is that...
Vans are cool,
no,
but
no,
you wear
real,
very brightly colored socks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought Skeeter was going to be with us. Did she run away?
She decided she didn't want to crunch.
Ah.
She'd rather eat than podcast.
Okay. Yeah. I don't blame her for that one.
He has neon colored socks.
Mm.
Yes.
That's for traveling.
I had so what? You would...
Well, when you go through security at airports, they make you take off your shoes for some reason.
Yeah.
Right.
You can hide things in there, apparently.
I guess.
And so I decided that this year I would wear interestingly colored socks so that it would make... that part of the trip.
You don't want to get your socks mixed up with other people's socks.
You don't have to take your socks off. You keep your socks on.
Yes.
But you have to take off your shoes, so you have to walk through the airport or that part
of
the airport.
So you wanted to make your life interesting as you were walking through the little thing?
Yeah. Because you don't look at anybody else.
For that whole 30 seconds, you're just looking down.
Yeah.
I don't. I get an attitude.
Really?
Yeah, take me down, man. Take me.
Yeah, and you also get searched with the back of my hand. So the lady comes up, okay, I'm going to pat you with the back of my hand. I'm going to go all down, you know, and she tells you exactly what she's doing before she does it.
I got that in Auckland Airport once. The guy just before I got
I'm
going to
molest
plane.
You with the back of my hand, you know. So you got that in Auckland.
Yeah, I got patted down. In
even with
Auckland
your socks?
Airport. Even with my socks. So I went through security, got on the plane, or got close to on the plane, like the last kind of check after mm-hmm. I'd given them my ticket on the plane. And the big security man said, I should go through your luggage. This is a random check. I'm like, sure, it's random. I'm a 19-year-old young male. Of course, it's random.
It's random.
So he went through my luggage.
And did he find anything?
And?
No, he didn't find anything.
You sure?
Yeah.
He didn't confiscate.
He didn't confiscate anything. He didn't even confiscate my candy or my chewing gum or anything.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah.
That's good.
Gave me my seat back, and then I had to join the queue that had then formed to get on the plane.
To get on the plane, yes.
So I was at the front.
How rude. Mickey, get in the back line.
Get in the back.
Oh, Helen came back.
Hi Helen.
Well, do I want to listen to some call-ins?
Sure.
I'm not sure if how relevant they are. Although
that's okay. Relevant. Like, we're ever relevant.
Yeah, we're not relevant. Okay, let's see. Hold on just a second. Let me get
turn
the volume up, and this is a very interesting podcast.
He remembered to turn the volume up.
I did.
Aren't you happy with him? Now I know what all that means. When it says, have you turned the volume up? Now I know, because you often forget. I could see how you could forget.
Because you got to bring him in, then you got to turn him up.
Yeah.
And while you're talking.
Mm.
So, oh, you know what? I need to turn the... Also, what I just remembered was I have to turn the music off on the other side. Ah. See, there we go.
Very okay, good.
Well, really, we can give lessons to Dan later.
Yeah. We may as well do them now. There's nothing wrong with that.
Here's John Wilkerson.
Hey, Brad and Faith, John here from the Jesus Geek Podcast, Jesus Geek Got Info.
Oh,
and it is
again.
Pronounced crepe. It is a French word, and it is pronounced crepe, not crepe. Thought you'd like to know that. And the reason...
Wait, just a second. See, that's my problem. It's a French word. See, so
yeah.
And it's about, and it's on the bottom of my cowboy boots.
Yeah.
So French crap on the bottom of my cowboy boots.
That's very funny. My wife lived in France for a year, and she also speaks French and taught French in high school. So it's crap. Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye.
I'm helping out Brad here, little manpower here. You know, so he can feel right once in his life.
Feel right?
To a discussion with his wife. Because every other time he's going to be wrong. So you get one time, Bradley, this is it. You're right. She's wrong. And now you got to be wrong for the rest of your life. Bye.
Oh, did you hear that?
Whoa. Wow. Okay. So
what is that a reference
to? He was schooling you. The crepe. Crap.
Crepe?
Yeah, crap.
Crepe.
He just told you that was wrong. His wife lived in France, and it was pronounced my way.
Whatever.
My way.
I don't care.
My way.
I don't care.
My way.
I don't care.
I was right.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
No.
Yeah.
You think you're going to take JesusGeek.info over me. Seriously.
Careful how you answer that question.
Seriously.
We're going to move on to caller two now.
Okay.
Okay.
Call two is... Guess who? No, it's Winston. It's not Wilkerson.
It's not Wilkerson.
Hi, guys. It's Winston. You had a question about Italian ice. Well, now you're playing on my home turf. Italian ice is...
I didn't know he was from Italy.
Well, it's probably not really Italian ice.
Probably not.
How do you know?
I don't... hello, Helen.
Hi.
I don't know, but I'm going to ask Winston about it. Get up there close to Mommy and you can hear what he's got to say.
A quiescently frozen confection, which is a fancy way of saying it's a popsicle. It's composed mainly of sugar, water, corn syrup, that's ordinary corn syrup, not high fructose corn syrup, or at least not in the...
He's getting in the car.
Not in the good versions, the good quality kind. Yeah, you could get high fructose in the cheapies, but, you know. Real Italian ice, ordinary corn syrup like Cairo, and milk, and then whatever flavorings, juices, or whatnot you want to flavor that with. And it's Italian ice because it is served in a cup or in a bowl rather than on a stick. If you were going to freeze it into a shape and put it on a stick, it would...
Okay. I'm sorry, what's going on? I don't understand. Do we turn? Is this how to make Italian ice now?
Yeah,
I guess.
This is the ingredients you need, and now this is how you do it.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right. So the podcast is now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've moved on from SquirrelCon to how to stay
dessert.
Cool.
Okay.
At SquirrelCon.
Okay. Dessert recipes. Gotcha.
Be a popsicle, or an Italian ice popsicle, or however you want to call it. But that is essentially what Italian ice is. It varies. It's different from ice cream and sherbets, in mainly in the percentages of milk solids that is added.
Okay, seriously?
Really?
to it,
it's
and
good.
In the way in which the percentage of...
That's really all we needed tonight.
Yeah, it's just good.
Okay.
Sugar. And it swirls like into the ice cream at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
You know how soft serve swirls?
Uh-huh.
Has a little swirliness in it.
Oh. And where'd you have it at?
That roller rink.
Oh, and what did you have it at?
The way in which it is churned.
Have Italian ice? I've never had it.
You've never had Italian ice?
I don't know what it is. Oh, I do now. Thank you, Winston.
He has educated us all.
It's a popsicle.
It's a popsicle.
So there you have it. That's actually not even ice cream 101, I'm afraid. It's like ice cream 55, which is like before you get to 101. Anyway.
What's he doing? What's he doing?
I don't know.
He's laughing at you because you should have known about this before you know about ice cream.
Oh. Thanks for laughing at me, Winston.
Anyway, There you have it. Italian ice. You can make it at home by putting ice.
Now's the instructions.
Okay, here we go.
In a blender, hitting frappe and adding sugar, water.
Can you say that on air?
Hero syrup and milk plus flavoring.
I'm sorry, we don't frappe things here.
Yeah, I don't think you can say
we're just
that.
Willy-nilly. Is there a frappe thing? Is
yeah,
there
like
a there button
is.
On
yeah.
the things that's frappe?
Yeah, I never knew what it was for.
Now you know. It's for making Italian ice.
There you go.
We'll go to try this in just a minute.
I just blend everything.
We're going to go in there. We're gonna get corn syrup and ice.
Well,
and,
keep
and
listening.
Water,
he's giving us the
and
recipe.
Sugar, and pasta.
Caro syrup.
And pasta and some
Caro syrup.
Tomato paste. And I think we'll have an Italian ice.
Maybe.
But
maybe
I can't tell you just yeah. right off the top of my head what percentages of each of those that you're going to want to use.
Well, we'll just guess and make Dan taste it.
Yeah.
Because I'm the intern.
So you're probably taking your chances. Could come up with a very interesting ingredient or very interesting results. Remember to freeze it when you're done.
Oh, freeze it. Remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Freeze Dan?
No,
freeze
it.
The concoction.
Okay. See, I don't like interesting. I don't like how he ends that with, you could
I
get something
interesting.
I dare you
to go get my freezer. Oh, no. You'll do it. No.
I'm sorry. I'm only allowed to take instructions from one person at a time.
He's my intern, not yours.
No, I'm God's intern.
Oh.
God is the one person I take instructions from.
Good job.
You
that's okay.
Very good.
One to
very
the
good
intern.
Answer. Very good
one
answer.
One to the intern.
All right, we'll go over some more calls tomorrow. And we got monkey talk.
Monkeys.
Monkeys.
And I get to be here for that?
Monkeys
yes.
are funny.
Yes.
As our resident monkey, you will be present.
And I am the resident monkey. No, he's Radar. He's not a monkey.
We'll discuss that later.
Okay.
That's a whole nother show.
Okay.
All right. There's my music. There's my music.
Hey.
So, what about the studio? Are you impressed with the studio, or do you think it would be bigger, or messier, or more wires?
I thought
wires?
It would be messier, to be honest.
See, Faith is my studio cleaner upper. She says, "I'm not podcasting there with all those stupid wires running everywhere. We're gonna have to fix that."
Yeah, I don't know how Charlie could stand
it.
He's a neat freak too. I don't know how he could stand the wires.
Yeah,
you've done really well. It looks cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was me. Yeah. He didn't have anything to do with it.
And I don't doubt that at all.
The only thing he had to do with is cutting the carpet up.
Bye, escondidos.
Hey.
Squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.